radio.
Zdravo, Kros ekipa, pozdrav iz Ljubljane, kjer smo za Kros prispevek združili izbor iz intervjujev z glasbeniki, ki so minule dneve gostovali v Ljubljani in ki s svojim kreativnim delom predstavljajo antipod ponovne prime raznih nestrpnosti in primitivizmov v naši in vaši okolici. Na sporedu danes torej izvlečki iz intervjujev z ameriškim underground hip-hop herojem Soulom, šefom založbe Anticon, potem bomo slišali Tima Rutilija iz improv-folk-blues noise zasedbe Califone in šefa založbe Perishable Records, na koncu pa še londonskega elektronskega producenta in teoretika Scannerja. Vse tri smo dobili na Radio Študent o priliki nastopov v Sloveniji.
You are on your Mediterranean tour.
Mm-hmm.
Whereabouts are you in the tour now? Is it ending or?
It's like in the middle. There's only like 15 dates. It's like I go from here, go to Bosnia and Israel and Greece.
Ooh. There's nicer weather down there.
Yeah.
So you have a lot to look up.
That's okay. This is fun.
What would you say to what expand does your work help you act, react, or activate the society or?
It gives me it's an outlet, you know, so it gives me a reason to study, a reason to learn things, a reason to like try to really develop a worldview that is, you know, relevant to me and try to, you know, understand where all the things cross and, you know, how it relates back to what I can do to change things, you know, and it's kind of frustrating because it's like, you're constantly swimming upstream against, you know, all the guardians of the system, you know, be it ignorant people or critics or whatever. But I think it's good, you know, because it activates in the sense that, you know, if I reference, you know, Guy Debord or Karl Marx or Emma Goldman or Nietzsche or, you know, any philosophers or writers that I think that are relevant to what's going on today. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's just carrying, you know, it's difficult to say what it does or if it does anything or if it matters. Do you want me to sing the Star Spangled Banner? Like, I can do it really fast.
Yeah. Please do.
No.
Why not?
No, I can't.
Ladies and gentlemen, Soul, live and direct.
Yes. Ye without stones, let thy tongues be the cannon. Watch the experts defend that which they cannot abandon. Show them that the ground is standing and will only last as long as candles burning. Commercial sobbing, men's fear made them strong. That which cannot be co-opted is destined to doom or a coup d'etat. Only to kill each other like good people of faith in this house of perverse illusions. How could it ever be wrong? The only thing in the sky is birds, trees, and the skyscrapers sing. In this ex-Roman garden, none other shall emerge. Men of bronze turn green over time before men of dirt turn gold. So I said, give me your crumbs and I will make everyone bread. It's been said a million times by people smarter than me, the plight of man who lives his greed for fear to those whose eyes forgot the true prize and saw hold it out to be filled with gold. Forget not those he left behind, cold, cunning and manipulative and not remarkable traits. God in the tears, my statue of blood means more than a bullshit right up in Rolling Stone. Yet they choose egg substitute made out of egg, non-dairy cream and made out of milk, eyes with addiction, hearts of ads, prisons of poets, streets with fleas, buying tickets to the Republican Super Bowl. And if I catered to the ignorance, they'd learn to love me more. Imitation freedom make it feel so good. Grow healthy with no bones. The last preacher dies. Radon romanticize. All roads are the same. If they colonize Mars in my lifetime, I'll be there. Deserts made, shallow graves, flowers need water to grow. Take me to the new Wild West, I hope there are no Indians on Mars. Imagine even men in their wealth or wardrobes going on a tour de farce. Put an end to electric chairs, rig elections and false prophets. How long will you hang? If you don't want to be the last to go, but the first to jump in. Older than governments that grew on you like a parasite. When the going gets tough, mothers will be boxing in the street. The kids will be cheering them on, the beggars will come and the martyrs will fall. But no one will hold your hand when you walk the plank. No one will hold your hand when you walk the plank.
Great.
I can do more if you want.
Can do.
Smoke-stained bedroom walls, neon lights the room. Sirens extort currencies for traffic infraction. There's a third world playground 1,000 miles south. Society the sinking ship, man the singing spore. Santa Claus stole the Liberian diamonds. Measure man and woman's distance in 1,000-year-old whips. Hunt and gather are gone. Now all we do is gather on planet Gaia, where flesh-bearing bacteria turn stone to temple then rubble. Men attack total plant and lobby out of jealousy. Pigs eating ground up pigs eating ground up pigs. Too many distractions. I gave my cell phone back to Hal. We, flesh-eating robots, divided by better robots. With custom-made kids, the double helix genome gamble. Casualties of war ridden temple, playing human stratego. Center City can't afford to pay off judges. End the embargo. The public slave education trade. Ask no questions. Pass go. Dolphins deactivating floating minds. Even cheaper than robots. The wild throw tomatoes when they hang our brothers in the square. Hung men sing, laugh, and kick. The leashes never break. This monkey's going shopping in the great open gray. With trapped fur seeks reimbursement for stolen luggage. All homeless men are ex-spies trading NASA secrets to 10-year-olds and buying cigarettes. Mass elected puppets covering rich new overseas markets seek to be murdered for stepping out of line with capital city. Telephone lines mark borders for capitalist ventures. Couples of convenience get served by college grads. Madonna's new album cover. Benetton ads exploit the victims. Corporate punks by socialist stars. Pins at hot topics. Law degree, the oxymoron. Truth, the matter of presentation. Picture me rolling in my grave is the end of the jam.
Cross Radio. Tole je torej naši sodelovki Maruši povedal in odrepal Soul na Radio Študent. Zdaj pa poslušamo, kaj je na istem mestu Heleni povedal Tim Rutili iz benda Califone.
What are Califone's musical influences?
Well, if you like Public Enemy, and you like Captain Beefheart, and you like Bob Dylan, and you like Doc Boggs, and you like Sonic Youth, and you like Low, and you like
Neil Young.
Neil Young, then you might like us.
Might.
Maybe.
Trade it off when you were down. Took it on. So if I'm not mistaken, you have 6 full-length albums in 4 years.
I think that's right.
You're very productive.
Yes.
Where do you get inspiration?
Anywhere you can find it. Anywhere you can find it. Sometimes it's not sleeping enough. And sometimes it's sleeping too much. And sometimes it's never being alone, and then sometimes it's being alone too much. So inspiration comes from all that.
I'ma take the pillow from under my head.
Perhaps plans for the next album?
It might be an opera, based on worm races, and it might take place with I think the main protagonist will be a chicken farmer.
Mm-hmm. In Slovenia. But
in
you
Slovenia.
Have to stay a little bit longer.
I'll come back, get the feel of it. Maybe I'll write it here.
Mm-mm. Okay.
But I'd like to come back in the summer because I like the beach.
Yeah, you like the beach?
Yeah, you got great beaches here, right?
Yeah, miles and miles and mm-hmm.
hundreds of miles,
yeah.
Of beautiful, beautiful beach.
Cross Radio. Za konec ljubljanskega krosa še par besed vsestranskega umetnika Skenerja, ki je v Ljubljano in Zagreb prišel predstavljati svoj novi album Double Fold.
Tell me, how do you feel? How do you feel coming from Zagreb to Ljubljana?
Excited, a little bit tired, a little bit hungry, exhilarated, and thrilled to actually be honestly having the chance to play another concert in Ljubljana. It was 2 years since I was last here, so I like the opportunity to present new works in new situations. I've no idea what I'm doing tonight, so let's see what happens.
How was Zagreb? Because the last time you played there, people actually danced. You played a very danceable set and everybody said it was really great. In Ljubljana, it was a different mood. It was more abstract, more minimalistic in a way. How was Zagreb this time?
It was similar in some sense, except there wasn't a dancing crowd. I mean, what's curious for me is that when I make shows, I'm not a jukebox, so I'm not playing the same music I make in a studio, and I very much respond to an audience, so it can begin very abstract and move into something very funky. It can stay very calm. When I last played in Ljubljana, the place I played in suggested something calmer and more contemplative. Zagreb last night was the same location, so it still had all the memories of last time I was there, so I spanned things all over the place, and I made about 3 encores, so obviously somebody enjoyed it. Crazy, crazy people.
This time you're sort of promoting your new album, Double Fold, which is in a way really strange for you because it's very technoid, it's very rhythmical. Not that you don't make rhythms anyway, but it's quite orthodox for you at least.
It's curious, isn't it? Because I absolutely agree, and I think what's funny is we use language like orthodox, conservative in a way, but you take it outside of what I would usually do and it's still very experimental. That's what's really funny, you know. It really is. If you played this record to somebody into techno, they wouldn't like it, you know. It's just too abstract at times, you know. What I wanted, it's a live record, it's a live recording. I pretty much made it live. It's over 2 years ago I actually made it. I wanted it to be representative of the type of live show I was making at that time, but using lots of unusual sound sources to make what is a very seductive sound. Also, I wanted to make a record that you could listen to from start to finish and takes you on this sort of, I don't want to use a DJ term like journey, but explores different moods, but actually everything is at the same speed. Everything is 128 beats a minute. So even the slowest pieces, play at the same speed as the fast pieces. So the ideal way to listen to it is to buy 2 CDs and play them together, randomly 2 different tracks. It should work. I've always been interested in the idea of histories, archives, and at the time I was reading a book by Nicholson Baker, an American writer, about the loss of information through libraries, the way that now throughout the world books are being erased and everything is becoming digital. And actually our real history is being corrupted in a way. We're losing these real objects. So in some way there's this little idea beneath it that storing this information is valuable, important. Let's not lose it. I'm releasing a digital record, but the ideas are kind of analog.
Talking about rock bands, you just sort of founded one yourself. Github, is it?
It's got a ridiculous name of Github, which means nothing in Slovenian, but in English is a really bad joke that school children say to each other when they cause trouble to each other and call them a Github. It's like a jerk. But I'm working with Colin Newman from the band Wire and Marcus Spiegel from a band Minimal Compact on bass. I play lead guitar. Suddenly we've formed this band, suddenly we've written about 35 minutes of music. Even more suddenly, people want us to play shows. So for some bizarre reason, I'm now going to become a rock and roll god, you know? Well, not quite, but...